Okay, I bring the Muchen HaMezuman to learn one of the, probably the most famous sugya, Meches Sabbatim, the sugya of Nasa Derababa. And I would like today just, all I want to accomplish today is one thing, and that is that we should appreciate what is unique about Nasa Derababa, what's special about the case. There are a number of pratim, including the rules of Mitzvah Sheni Yechlish B'Mishalim, which come out of the sugya, but the case itself, that you should understand in two or three sentences what's unique about the case of Nasa Derababa, that's our goal for today. Let's first see the Gemara. Gemara starts with a totally different case. Ha'u Ara, Ha'u Damal L'Chavre, my boy is by Ara, Omalei Minach Sevinte, V'chalte Shnei Chazaka, Aisi Chatzada de Ochla Tloshni, but he only bought one Ehid that he was there for 3 years. So now, they didn't know what to do. Now, no, we're not even going to talk about this case, because the Gemara says this case is similar to Rababa. So for today, we're going to learn Rababa, and then tomorrow, or the next day, or the day after that, we'll come back to understand whether this case is similar to Rababa or not. So you have to know the case. And Yishnod Barim Toysis, which has to do with this case. But it's not for today. Today, we say, Sovar Abona Kameh Dabai Lameimer Hainu Nasa Derababa. We're going to learn Nasa Derababa today. And then, maybe on Wednesday, we'll come back to see whether the Dimion's a Dimion, or maybe on Thursday, we'll come back to see the Dimion. Du Gavra, the Chotaf Nascha Mechavre. One person grab a nascha. A nascha is a piece of valuable metal, let's say silver, that he grabbed from his chaver, and he made a mistake. Someone saw. If no one would have seen, he'd be believed. Whatever he says, he has a nigud to say he didn't do it. But someone saw. Now, if two people saw, then again, also, if you know Din Torah, if two people see one person steal from the other, so you arrest the guy for stealing, and you take what he grabbed, and he has no koyach to tie to anything. You grab something out of someone's hand, you're a garment. Finished. So if two Adim would have seen, it would have been easy. He would have no pet to say anything. If no Adim would have seen, zero Adim would have seen, it would also be easy. As an eagle, he could just say, I didn't grab anything, and then finished. What happened here was that there was an Eid Echad. Osnul Kami de Rabami, Avi Yosef Rababa Kame. Rababa happened to be sitting there that day. Lucky he came to the Resonadish that day. The most famous psak of Rababa was brought to Rabami, but Rababa happened to be sitting there. So, I see Chad Sa'ada de Michtif Chad Famine. And there was one aid that he granted. Omar Lay, the grabber, said, In Chatfi, v'didi Chatfi. The aid is telling the truth. I grabbed it. What I grabbed, didi Chatfi, what I grabbed is really mine. So Rabami said, I don't know how to pass in the Shaila. Omar Abadi, hechen nidainuha daini lahaidina. How should we pass in the Shaila? Lishalein. We'll say you have to pay. That can't be. Like a tresad. Lifterei, to just patter him. Ika chadzad. Lishtaba, we'll have to swear connected to aid. Homer michet mitrechot, michtef chotfot. The only way to cancel out an aid is to contradict him. But he's not going to contradict the aid, because he says the aid is telling the truth. Ikim dama chotfot have like a gazlin, and if we believe he grabbed it, then Stami's a gazlin, and there's no din Torah. So this was the shayla. So Rababa Paskin have mukhayv shrei shayach lishba v'chal mukhayv shrei nefer lishba mishah. What is the psak of Rababa in one sentence? If you had to say in one sentence, what's the chiddush of this gemara? The chiddush is, if you could win it in Torah with a migul, but with that migul you would be mukhayv a shvua against the Nein Echad, your migul doesn't work. Why? Not to talk about it. But here you have a case where the person would have won a din Torah with a migul. He could have said loy chatafti and he would win. He said in chatfi didi chatfi, which is neman with a migul. But because that migul would need a shvua, that makes it ois migul. That means he loses the din Torah. In one sentence, that's the Rav Abba's chiddush. If I'll come up with any other case, and later before we finish today, we'll go through a couple of cases that I'd like you to think about for tomorrow. We're going to come up with cases where a person wins with a migul. But in this case, if he had said his migul tiny, he would have to swear. So that's Rav Abba's chiddush. Rav Abba's chiddush is that if you have to swear with your migul tiny, you lose. The next week, that we're going to be learning Rav Abba. If you get confused about an answer to Rav Abba, you always have to come back to that one sentence. Rav Abba's chiddush is, if you have a good migul, but that migul needs a shvua, you lose. You have a good migul, but the migul would need a shvua, you lose. That's the one sentence, the chiddush of Rav Abba and Asked Rav Abba. First of all, let me tell you that in our Gemara, nobody argues with Rav Abba. You should know, Tosfos brings from Masechta Shavuos, Daf Mem Zayin, that Rav and Shmuel argued with Rav Abba. Whatever we're going to say, and we're going to spend time and energy understanding Rav Abba, after we understand Rav Abba, you should know that Rav and Shmuel disagree. Rav and Shmuel hold that it's a good migul. So clearly there are two tzadim here. Rav Abba holds, if you have a migul, and with that migul you have to swear, you lose your migul. Rav and Shmuel hold that you still have a migul. Rav and Shmuel, as I said, are not brought in our Gemara. Tosfos brings from Masechta Shmuel that Rav and Shmuel argued with Rav Abba. But still, we neman like Rav Abba, we pass like Rav Abba, even against Rav and Shmuel, Taka Chiddush. And we hold that it's not a migul. Okay, so that's in one sentence the sugya. Last time, you have a migul that you deserve to win. But that migul requires a shvua, you lose. Now, you have to realize.
Requires a shvua you can't make.
What?
Requires a shvua that you cannot swear.
Well, right. You can't swear that one because the migul, you agree, is not true. Because with the migul, I'd have to swear it and grab. And you agree again. So it's a migul that would have required a shvua that you can't swear, and therefore you lose.
Otherwise, we're saying that a migul is stronger than an eidachad.
Otherwise, the migul was saying would win against an eidachad. That's what we're saying. That since be'etzem any taina wins against an eidachad, so about a taina, which it wouldn't be a good taina, except for a migul, it also wins against an eidachad. Yes, that's what we're saying. Now let me tell you what the plea is. If this story would happen today, there'd be a din Torah about a good friend of yours who grabbed this whole thing. And Rav Abba would say this psak. The next day, everybody would be talking about how ridiculous Rav Abba's psak is at face value. But you have to understand that this is the kasha of Tosfos and all the Rishayim. It seems there's a tzad of Rav Abba's psak which seems to be, use the word ridiculous, I don't know, which seems to be against the hashkafa of a person. You had a din Torah. Think about what happened. You have two people in a fight over a nasa. And there's an eidachad. So Bez is telling this man, listen, if you contradict the eidachad, you win. Right? If you would have said, lo chatafti, if you would contradict the eidachad, so you'll swear that you're telling the truth, and you win. But you're not contradicting him. You're agreeing with him. Since you agree with the Eirachar who says you grabbed, so you lose. There's something ridiculous about that. How could it be? How could it be that if he contradicts the Eirachar, he wins the Din Torah? And if he agrees with the Eirachar, he's saying the Eirachar is telling the truth in Chatfi. But he did Chatfi. So now he loses. Just like if he would contradict the Eid Echad, he would swear he's telling the truth and he would win. So now also, he agrees with the Eid Echad. So let him, at most, let him swear he's telling the truth and let him win. Well, how could it be? It's just not mistaver. It doesn't sit well to a balabas. Certainly couldn't understand such a thing. This Bezdin is an apachu. There's an Eid Echad. If I contradict him, I win. If I agree with him, I lose. There's something wrong. That what? It's better to contradict him than to agree.
The person that is really saying the truth is not going to be able to contradict. He's not going to lie and contradict. Here, this is like he's going to go ahead and push the words a little bit.
There's something wrong with that. Why can't he come now and say, listen, I have a migul. I could have contradicted him. Elamai, you're telling me if I would have contradicted him, I would have to swear. Amuchan, I'll swear. Just like I would have had to swear if I would have contradicted him. I'll swear now also. And let me win. Let me win. Why does he have that migul? I'll swear that it's mine. I'm a swear in Chadidi Yichatri.
Here,
you're not. We know that the Messiah, the Ma'ita happened. We know the Ma'ita can never happen. Now, we have an Umdana.
Once the
Ma'ita
can never
happen,
it wasn't your thing that you saw. So you can't say
with a Miku
that
it was my thing
that I saw.
Why can't I say with a Miku? I always been Dine Torah with a Miku.
Not
can
have
an Umdana. If you have to wait in the Zen, so that you saw. No, even can I get an Umdana? If I say, we have a Chazaka in Unpretas Vana. If it's after this man, and I say, I pay Tasmana with a Miku, I pay Lachasmana, I'm believed. Unbelieved. Amigu is in their manis, not to say something impossible, but to say something possible, even if it's against the Nundana. Right? If it's a chazokin or peitazmana, if a person lachazman, tain is a peitazmana with amigu of lachazmana, he's believed. So, here also. L'chaira, I could phrase it two ways, the taina. The way I'm phrasing it, I'm phrasing it two ways. The way I phrased it at first is the way Balabatish, the way you look at it. Could it be he contradicts the Eid, he wins? He agrees with the Eid, he loses? Okay, you're going to start getting down to the nitty gritty and saying yes. So let me rephrase the Kasha in the Lashon that the Ritva phrases it. The Ritva's Lashon is that just like with his Migul Dikataina, he would win with a Shvua. So with his present taina, let him also win with a shvua. Let him swear didi chatfi, and therefore he'll be mechazik his taina. You're saying it's not a good migul because without he'd have to swear. So I'll swear now too. So it's even. Believe me now with a shvua. To me, I have said this with a shvua. So why shouldn't he be believed?
The whole concept of Shua Seirachad is one specific rule, and there's certain requirements to mention
that. It's a Gzeris HaKasuv, that Shua Seirachad is only against the Neirachad. Shua Seirachad is not with the Neirachad, I agree. There's no Shua Seirachad if I'm not contradicting him. But I want to swear, not a Shua Seirachad, I want to swear a Shua to give myself a Migu. I'm voluntarily swearing in Pesach, because I want that my Migu should be a good Migu. Why can't I come into Bezin? Okay, you're right. Bezin can't be mechayim me to swear. But why can't I come into Bezin to swear? I want to swear and say that what I'm saying is true.
I only have an amonis negative and eight achad with the shuls. I don't argue with the eight achad. If I say lahatam to the eight achad, so then it's not like there's one eight and I'm not being matish to eight. It's just eight is saying what the eight is saying.
Alright, so what you're saying is a chiddush. And it's correct. The Ramban says that's one of we're going to learn two basic mahalchim in the sugya, two which is really more than two. But the Ramban Taka says And everybody says, the Rebbe was saying a chiddush. The Ramban has this lashon, that an eid echad calls a man, you don't contradict him, has a din like two eidim, and since there are two eidim, therefore, you have to pay. The Ramban says that that was Reb Abba's chiddush in the Beis Medrash that day. Tremendous chiddush. Now, this Ramban, we are going to learn, is very similar, almost identical, to one of the two pshat in the Taisvus. The Taisvus have a mechuyev shvuah on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Taisvus goes through a number of back and forths, which I'm not going to do now, because as I said today, I only want to talk about pshat in Reb Abba. But it's impossible to talk about pshat in Reb Abba without seeing the two pshatim in Taisvus, the Riz pshat and the Rivam. There are two pshatim in Reb Abba, both in the Rivam, both in Taisvus. I'm going to do the Rivam first, even though it's second in Taisvus. The beginning of a line, Lakach Nira Kamesha Pirish Rivam. It's about 15 lines in the wide lines down. The line starts, Lakach Nira Kamesha Pirish Rivam. Again, Pshat, Pshat, Pshat. Only Pshat in Reb Abba. What is Reb Abba talking about? Why is he saying you lose? Lakach Nira Kamesha Pirish Rivam. Devadai have a migu. The Rivam's Mahalach, which is the Ramban's Mahalach, is that it is a good migul. It's true. The Kasha was, let me swear now with a migul. And just like I would have won that with a migul, I win now with a migul. The Rivam holds, yes, it's a migul. Vade have a migul. Ulachi Pachi Rav and Shmuel. And that's why Rav and Shmuel, the Masech the Shmuel, that Mem Zayin, who argue with Reb Abba, Rav and Shmuel Paskin, that you're Potter. Because they say, yes, it is a migul. Bahachi Pachi Ravishwa, the Nema Bishwa, Bimigu Divayamar Laichas. Rababa Savar. Now listen to the two lines. Rababa, what is Rababa coming here and Mesech the Sababa Bas? What's he telling us? Afal Gavti Islai Migu. Even though Itaka does have a Migu. Chayev, he still loses. Kimin di Ika Echad Hamachayev Eshwa Minatayra. Since there's an Eid Echad that's Machayev and Meshwa Dereisa. Kain who adin she yishpala hachasa eid or yishalayim they mayel or mayel migul lifter. It's gezeres hakosav. When an eid echad comes against you, you have to either swear or pay. Either cancel the eid echad or pay. You can't swear against the eid echad, you pay. It's gezeres hakosav. But when eid against you, you must pay. Even with a migul, you don't win. The Ramban, very similar to the Rivam, uses the Lashon, that any time there's an Eid Echad, and you don't swear against him, Hari Kan Shnayim, it's like there are two, and you have to pay. It's an entire you have to pay. So, a Migul doesn't help against two Eidim that are Mechayiv you. You have to either swear or pay, and that is Shitas HaRivam. So Shitas HaRivam is, yes, there is a Migul. Absolutely, there is an eagle. And Rav Abba is telling us a chiddush in Eid Echad. His chiddush in Eid Echad is, and you can phrase it two ways, either like the Ramban, that Eid Echad is Harikan Shnayim, it's like two Eidim. Or you can phrase it like the Rivam, that Eid Echad is Xeris HaKosav, you have to pay either a shvua or money. Whether you phrase it Harikan Shnayim or not, it will be nafkaminis, lagabi other things. Lagabi understanding Rav Abba, it's a very clear thing. According to the Rivam and the Ramban, Rav Abba is telling us a chiddush din in Eid Echad. In the chiyuv that an Eid Echad is mechayev, that he's mechayev, migos don't help you. You have a migo, it doesn't help you. That's the Rivam. That's one shadow. What? Because that's a good question. The easier way for today is that because the Eid Echad is like two Eidim and it doesn't work. There is an explanation, if you look at the Rabbi Chanan here, which I hope to get to, But like I said, I don't want to confuse it. You know, I reserve the right to come back to all these pratim and try to break them down more. But today, like I said, shat in Rav Abba, that's all. We need Tosis. Without Tosis, we don't have shat. But shat in Rav Abba, this is shat number one in Rav Abba, the Rivam's shat. And again, the key to the Rivam is, yes, there's a migul, but the migul doesn't help you. If I'm swearing kineged the aid, so I really don't, then I would end up with a migul. If I swear kineged the aid, I can't slot the aid. So I'm nema. See, when I swear against the aid, I don't need the migul, because then I'm saying that whatever the aid said is not true, so mela I'm part of it. It's only Kishnai if you don't swear. That's Loshan Rambam. That if you have an Eid Echad and you don't swear against him, Hari Kanshnai. Okay, this is Svara. All the Rosh Hashivas learn Pshat in the Rambam that an Eid Echad is a certain amount of proof. When you don't swear against the Eid Echad, that adds some proof to what the Eid Echad is saying. It makes it more sure that what the Eid Echad is saying is true. Actually, yeah, that's pshat number one. Pshat number two is the Ri's pshat, which is earlier in Taisus, so Aimer Ri, about the eighth line. The key difference between the Ri and the Rivam is that the Rivam said, yes, you're right, you have a migul, but you lose anyway. The Ri says, no, you don't have a migul. Tremendous difference between them. The Ri says, no, there is no migul in this case. Why is there no migul? So let's look at the Ri. And whereas the Rivam is a bigger chiddush, but once you hear the chiddush, it's easy to understand. The Ri has to be worked out. Vayimer Ri. Devadai. You have it there at the end of a line. Vayimer Ri. Devadai. Im loy hoyoy. Mechai vayshvua. Hayanema v'migul. Dibayam aloy chatafti. Loy chatfi. Avada, if there would be no chiyuv shvua here, Avada believed to say lechati shiachalei is part of lahachish asa'ei b'loi shvua. The machshenei echad, we don't say people are not may as part. Aval hashda the mechayv shvua lo mehemim b'shvua yidei migu shayachalei is part of a lishba b'davar shoyed machishay. Read the words again. Aval hashda the mechayv shvua lo mehemim b'shvua al yidei migu. We don't say believe him with a shvua that it's mine. He's swearing it's truth. In chafi didi chafi. Aide migu shaloi aide migu kama shaloi yati et shaloi hayyachalahei is part of a lishba b'daba shayid makisha. Zachtori, why would you rather swear? Would you rather swear that you agree with the aid? Or would you rather swear that you disagree with the aid? Any person who has to, who's a liar that wants to get away in Beis Din, he has a choice. He could swear and contradict the Eid Echad and win, or swear agree with an Eid Echad. Say Inchafi Didichat. Anybody would rather say Inchafi Didichat and win. So what was our kash? Give him a migul. Say, since he could have contradicted the Eid and sworn, so let him say what he's saying now and swear. So the Ri, it's not equal. The two halves of the migu are not equal. What he wants to do now is be believed with a shvua. He's telling us, I'd rather, let me swear that what I'm saying is true. With a migu, I could have contradicted him and sworn. What he wants to say right now and swear what he's saying now is true is a smaller chutzpah than if he would contradict the aid and swear. So memela, there's no migu here. It's not equal. Amigo has to be. Believe me with A, because I could have said B. A and B are not equal. Zot the Ri, therefore there's no amigo. So the Ri is not like the Reform and the Ramban say there's amigo, but you lose anyway. The Ri says there's no amigo. There is no amigo. Again, we're reserve a right to come back and try to understand the Ri a little deeper. But for now, this is basically what I wanted to accomplish today. From here on, we're just going to try to bring out the Chiddush in each Shita. But we have two pshatim in Reb Abba. Again, Reb Abba is one sentence. If you have a migu, but that migu requires a shvua, you lose. Why do you lose? Pshat number one, the Rivam and the Ramban, you lose because of Gezeres HaKosav, that Eid Echad is like two. Eid Echad is Mechayiv either Tashlumin or Shvur. Gezeres HaKosav Dikadin, you have a Migu, but you lose. Migu doesn't win against Gezeres HaKosav. Or the Reis Pshat, that says you don't have a Migu, because the two sides of the equation are not equal. Now, what I'd like to do is mention a few cases to you. Each one of the cases that I'm mentioning, I'm doing for the purpose of making it more clear. If Chas v'Shalom, it makes it less clear, so then give it a chance, but then turn off. But first, just give me a chance. I'd like to make it clear exactly, and it should make everything much, much more clear. First, what happens if this story had happened with a slight change? What happens if there had been a very small change in what the Eid Echad said? Now listen very carefully. A man is walking the street, he grabs a naska. They go to bed. He says, Chafi v'didi chafi. The Eid Echad says, I saw him grab it, and I know for sure that it's not his. I know it belongs to the person who was holding it originally. I know for positive, I saw him buy it or mine it or whatever it was. The Eid Echad is now even more against the grabber. Not only does he say, I saw him grab it, he says, I saw him grab it and I know he's a liar. I know it belonged to the person he grabbed it from. What would change in such a case? Let's see, what would change? Any normal person would say that the grabber is in even more hot water now. Right? The grabber, when he grabbed and someone saw him grab, so picture this, he's embarrassed me. Huh? Till now, I would say, look, till now he's embarrassed him. The Eid Echad says, I don't know who's a ganav, I don't know anything, I'm just telling you what I saw, and that's it. In this case, it's worse for him. Not only does the Eid Echad say he grabbed, but the Eid Echad says he grabbed, and I know it's not his. That makes it worse. According to the Ri, it makes everything better. According to the Ri, now he could say, let me swear. I say, in chatvi v'didi chatvi, and let me swear. I have a migu, I could have said I didn't even grab it. So let me say, I grabbed it, and it's mine, and I want to swear. What did the Ri just say? What was Rav Abba saying? It's not a good migu, because what he's swearing doesn't contradict the aid. And the migu of Loi Chatafti does contradict the aid. Here, what he swears now, he's also contradicting the aid. Here, where the aid was more against him, and the aid says, I know it's not yours, and he says, yes, it is mine. Now, when he gets up and swears, in chatzi v'didi chatzi, now he's going to win like the Ri. Because the Ri said,
this is very saying this is the time that is considered contradicting the shvur. So my answer by says, how close to you is the meta case? You're saying it's not Mazaman. Why? Because the aid has to come and say, that's my, okay. my fruit.
Yes, in Lamda Shikash, I'm talking pshat today. If I get to you, it's going to get confusing. Okay? We're going to get to this. Just hold on. I want everyone to understand what's happening here. Like the Ri, this is going to be a difference between the Ri and the Rivam. Like the Ri. The Ri said, Pshat Rababa is, you lose, you don't have a migu. Because A is not equal to B. Because Tiny saying doesn't contradict the A. Tiny would have said does contradict the A. In this case, he's more fortunate, because the Eid Echad is contradicting him. So it's a lucky day for him. The Eid Echad is contradicting him. He says, good, now I could swear. I'm going to swear in chatvi v'didi chatvi. I'll be believed with amigo of my chatafti. And I will be believed. Because the reshita is that if you have amigo, you do win. The re says you have no amigo. If I say to the re, if you did have amigo, you would win. Here, in this case, he has a great amigo. And he'll win. Either way, it's contradicting one. Either says lechatafti, or lechatafti means I don't know what you're talking about.
So you're saying it's mine. First of all, it's not mine.
It's not mine. I don't know. I never saw a nasta in my life. I never took it. What's lechatafti? What nasta? Where nasta? Where's there nasta? What nasta are you talking about? I don't know anything about it. Lie down.
In the case of the character, the character's mine.
Get to the character. We have to get to the character. According in this case, like the Re, I think you would have a good Migu, unless what he had is correct, maybe. Like the Revam said, you do have a Migu, no problem. Revam held it's a good Migu. The Revam just said that Migu doesn't help you when there's an Eidechad against you, because the Eidechad is like two, he's a Machayev. So this case is no better. Because remember, the whole Revam is, yes, you do have a Migu. But migos don't help in the case we have an eidechad against you, because the eidechad is like two. Like the Revam, this case won't be any different than the first case. Both cases will be exactly identical. Like the Re, it's a tremendous difference. Because the Re's line is, there is no migo. And if you can come up with a case where there is a migo, then you'll win. So this is a nafkamina which should bring out the difference in the Re and the Revam. Okay. Let me tell you something that happened, and I hope that from this it'll crystallize what's going on here. I was in Eretz Yisrael, I was going to Kever Rachel. So you know the bus ride to Kever Rachel is a while, and then until you stand there until you get out afterwards. So I went over to the Sfarim Sharm, take along the Sefer. So I pulled out a Tshuva Sefer. I was going for Tshuvas that had to do with Cheska Sabbat, and that we're going to learn. So I pulled out a Night of Yehuda. I looked at the index, and it said, Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Aleid, there were two Tshuvas. They had to do an Asa Derab Abba, so I figured that'll keep me busy on the bus. So I took it along, two Tshuvas, I said, Asa Derab Abba. And whenever I'm not in the mood to learn, that's what I do. I take a Tshuva Sefer that has to do with a Gemara I'm learning. You know, sometimes disappointing, it has very little to do with the Gemara, but at least 50% of the time it has to do with the Gemara, and it makes everything more interesting. I went on the bus, and I learned these two tshuvas, and each one is very gishmak. The shaila itself will help you to illustrate Rababa. But, what made the ride even more interesting, is that it seems the two tshuvas contradict each other. So let me tell you the tshuva, one at a time. Each one is a very clara tshuva, and it gives a clear case that helps understand the nekuda of Nasa de Rababa, the nekuda of this sugya, because these are tshuvas that have to do with Hilchas Eben Ezer. They're both in tshuvas in the Chelek Eben Ezer. And obviously, they touch on the main nekuda of Nasa de Rababa. The main nekuda is, for the tenth time, if a person has a migul, the migul is mechayev shvua, it's ice migul. So let me tell you the two tshuvas. The first tshuva, again, this is both in Nei Yehuda Chelek Aleph, Eben Ezer, Simen Chaf. I would have tied it, would have required a shvua. The first tshuva is tshuva Chaf, the paragraph that begins, Bechipasti. Because the tshuva has a lot of pratim to it, but this is the paragraph that has to do with us. The case there is the following. It was a woman, Eishes Kayin. A woman was married to a Kayin. And her husband traveled out of the country, L'kama Shonin. He was away for many years. She was Eishes Ish. But without the Ish, she was there alone for many years. And he writes, there were rumors that she's being Mizana, but nothing that had a din of a Kayil to answer her to her husband. When her husband came back, and Eid Echad came into Besdin and said, I saw her on an Erev Shabbos and she looked pregnant. It says during the years that the husband was away. I saw an Erev Shabbos and she looked pregnant. He said, I saw her again on that Sunday, 2 days later, and she looked normal. Seems that she had some type of miscarriage. But she was pregnant. That's what the Eid Echad said in Besna. They called in this woman. And the woman, now, if the woman had said, La Adam, she'd win, right? Against an Eid Echad, she didn't. She said, oh, that, I know, I gained a lot of weight. I put on a lot of weight. I was very heavy, so I looked pregnant. And then I went on a crash diet, and I lost it. That's what she told the best. So the Rebbe Yehuda writes that from Erev Shabbos to Mitzray Shabbos, that she went on a crash diet like that, the Rebbe's lashon, I think, is Ein Bezeh Lahamina. There's nothing to believe. I don't know if he means she can't lose so much weight in one day, or because Shabbos is not a time that people generally lose weight. I don't know which one, but he says, really, it's very hard to believe to have an emunah at such a time. However, maybe Huda writes, it says the Shoyal who wrote, who passed the Shaila on to the maybe Huda writes that Lechaira, she has a migul. She should have an emunah because she could have said Lahadam. She could have said to the Eid Echad, Lahadvar Me'an. And since she could have said La Yadvar Me'aylam, the Chayri she should be believed. So this Rav sends a shout to the Rebbe Yehuda, writes, you want to believe her that she lost all this weight so quickly with a migul. She could have said La Hadam Hainu Nasa de Rababa. That's what he writes. Hainu Nasa, this is Mamish Nasa de Rababa. She's saying, in, I look that way, and I have an excuse. Amigo and amigo, I could have contradicted the Eid Echad. So he says, Haidu Nasa de Rababa. Mishasa de Rababa. That's the letter that came to the Nadi Bihu. What?
Why can't you talk about Kishkumi Kishkumi today then?
To say what? Is she going to swear?
It's not true that I was pregnant, so I had a miscarriage.
But she says,
I was having it, I lost weight. It's like contradicting what happened.
She's not contradicting. They only said that she had, they're saying she looked pregnant. She's saying, I talk, I look pregnant. Whatever you say, I look like. I'm not saying, she's not saying the Eidim are lying. She would have to swear something that doesn't contradict the Eidim. With Amigo, she could have sworn something she would contradict the Eidim. That's also the Rabbah. Now, the Milan, the story is, that again, illustrates for you. I hope all these cases help picture for you the ik and the kuda of this Gemara. Yeah.
If the
eid
is not on the disk,
does that make it weaker? Nothing eid is on the disk.
So the eid is on the result.
I think that an ish gives birth, we assume she was Mizana.
Sure, but the fact that the eid is on the disk.
It is on the disk. They don't have to see the mice's nose. If they see she's pregnant, that's just as good. She's pregnant, that's pregnant. So Nagib Yehuda answers that he disagrees with the Dimyan Tanakh of the Rav Abba. He says that there's a halacha that in the Eid Echad is Machayev Eshvua only by Dinei Mamanis. In Eid Echad is only Machayev Eshvua and Dinei Mamanis. By Znus, there's no din that an Eid Echad is Machayev Eshvua. An Eid Echad says a woman was Mizana. She doesn't have to swear. Ein Shvua b'Znus. There's no Shvua. Shvua is only b'Mamin. He says there's no such thing as a Shvua by Znus. And even though the story is exactly the same as Nasa de Rav Abba, but the Lamaisa of it is not the same. Because in the case of Nasa de Rav Abba, in Eid Echad is Mechayev Eshvua. In the case of the Nagib Yehuda Shaila, the Eid Echad is not Mechayev Eshvua. So Memela, the whole Dinyan to our Gemara falls away, because the whole Gemara is Gebayt on the Chiyuv Shvua. Or like the Ramban on Harikan Shnayim, if you don't swear. But here, in Eid Echad, there's no Harikan Shnayim, there's no Chiyuv Shvua. a very glatta Jew. That's tshuva number one. I don't think it's complicated. Hopefully it helps. It illustrates Ma'am Yisrael talking. Then I turn to tshuva number two, which is also Gabe Isurim, Eirach Nes Nachli. Eirach Nes is only Naman Bisurim on something that's Biyadai, but not on. It's Biyadai, he's believed. Says Gerashti, I believe. Not Keneged. Well, he's not believed anyway, anytime it's not Biyadai. If a man sold meat, a sheikh had sold meat, now he says it's trade, he's not believed. Eirach Nes never believed, only when it's something that's his.
But
you mean Pesach for Shahara? That's a Shamra. Okay. The second what?
Yeah, she doesn't need a meal in the first place.
So he says that she.
Not sure. Like,
she doesn't really need a meal in the first place. You may be right. Tshuva number two is also in the Nidei Yehuda. I'm sorry, I said they're both a Chelak Aleph. They're both a Chelak Shveis. Nidei Yehuda Tzinyana. Eben Ezer Tshuva Ayin Hei. And this, the paragraph starts, Dibra Amasko, Tarosh HaRavi. He's been with Tzarech a lot of things. He's talking about a case of a Kedushin Derech Sfaik within Eid Echad. He's spoken many times about different tshuvas. A man was Mekadosh Anisha, whatever the story was, Derech Sfaik. And there was an Eid Echad that said, I saw the Kedushin. So the case there is that the woman Tainiz, Itaka gave me the ring. But I didn't know what he was talking about. I couldn't understand what he was saying. Itaki gave me the ring, but I didn't understand that he was saying Kiddush. Now this case is in Ebenezer, in Beit Shmuel. I think Simchat Zion. That a woman has no nemonis to say, Bnei Echad said, that he said, Hari Amakudashisli, that a woman is not nemon, that she says, I didn't know what he was talking about. So she has no nemonis. However, the Rav, who wrote the Shaila to the Nidei Yehuda, says, here, I want to believe her. Because she has a migul. She could have been machish the Eid Echad. She could have said to the Eid Echad, Ladam, I never was mekabel kedusha from this man. And instead of contradicting the Eid Echad, she said, in, I was mekabel, the ring. But I don't know what I didn't know what he was talking about. So normally, if two Eidim see a man give a woman a ring, she can't say I don't believe. She has no migul. She can't say I didn't understand. She has no migul. But here, the Shoyl, the Rav who said the Shah to Nabi Yehuda, said he wants to give her a migul. But she has a migul that she could have said that it's a lie, lie down. This is the tshuva that was Shiloh was sent to Nai Yehuda. Zakta Nai Deb Yehuda, get ready for this. Zakta Nai Deb Yehuda, you're wrong. You want to give her a migul, she could have contradicted the Eid Echad and believe her, that she didn't understand. Zakta Nai Deb Yehuda, Hainu Nascha de Rebaba. What kind of migul is that? That's Mamish Nascha de Rebaba. You want to believe her, to say in, no, she's not saying chatvi, she's saying in kibalti. Yes, I took it, but I didn't know what I was doing. With a migul, she could have contradicted the Eid Echad. That's what you want to believe her with. So Nabi Yehuda tells this Rav that you're making a mistake, you forgot the sugya of Nascha de Rebaba. Zishtet, Nabi Yehuda. You all understand, you don't have to be a big Talmud Chacham to realize that this is a stira to the previous tshuva. It's funny, in the previous tshuva, the Rav said, this shaila is Nascha de Rebaba. The Yehuda said, no, it's not Nascha de Rebaba, because there's no shvua by Znus. In the second tshuva, the Rav said, it's not similar to Nascha de Rebaba. The Yehuda says, it is similar to Nascha de Rebaba. Okay, what do you mean it is similar to Nascha de Rebaba? Mamish stira. In the second case, he's the same time and the same thing. There's no harikam shnayim. It ain't shvua biznus. The only shvua is only by mamon. What's the difference between the two shvus? And I can tell you, You don't have to read the rest of the tshuva to figure it out. Not easy to figure out. I think I know the answer. I didn't find anybody who asks it. But I gradually did ask, because on the bus, I was talking to the people I was traveling with about the tshuva that I used. So on the bus ride, someone else, not me, the suggested a teretz, which I think is correct. But maybe you have a better teretz. If you learn these two tshuvas, you'll gain two things. First is you'll understand the nakuda of Nachas Derabbi. We're going to spend time, and you can get dizzy from the touching of Shalom. Is it a birr? Is it a tashlushua? Birr is shua tashlumin. Is migul kayachatayna? It's not a kayachatayna. Is metayach a psak vaday, a psak safik? The whole sugi, there's a lot. But the nakuda, that's what I wanted today. The nakuda of this sugi is the nakuda in both of these truths. Hayu Nachas Derabbi. They both seem to be the hypocrite. Since we have a few minutes left, I'll tell you one more case, which we're also going to come back to. This last case is in the Pnei Yeshua and in the Sivis. Another case where Rabbanim had an argument, Gedolim had an argument that Hainu Nasa Rababa. And again, the case, I hope, will be helpful to you to understand better, not to confuse you. But listen, what's the typical mashal of a migul? If you're learning a sugya, you want to give an example of a migul, I always tell you, a typical migul is, you all know, it's a typical migul. Come on. Prua migul de mezuyif. Everybody knew that, right? Prua migul de mezuyif is the typical migul. What's a typical migul? You come with a shtar against me, I say I paid. You say you have a shtar. I say I'm going to win. I have a migul. I could have said the shtar is false. Now that case, a beferish gemara. Truth is, not such a beferish gemara, but for our purposes, it's a beferish gemara. Who are migul and the zuyif wins? What do you do if you have a shtar? I say perua, and I want to win with a migul and the zuyif. What do you immediately do? You go out and you become the shtar. If you're going to be Mekayim Dishtar with two Aiden, you get two Aiden to Mekayim Dishtar, then I lose my Migul. I say Perua now, I don't have a Migul. I lose, I have to pay. Correct? That's Aleph Beis. Perua Migul Mezuyif, you go and you Mekayim Dishtar. Stuff from the Sivis. The Sivis is Mem Sinanam Vavai Stav. What happens? I am saying Perua Migul Mezuyif. And you, guess what? You go and be Mekayim Dishtar, and you only find an Eid Echad to be Mekayim Dishtar. You find one Eid that's Mekayim Dishtar. So you walk back into Besdin, and you say, he's winning with a Migul? He doesn't have a Migul. I have an Eid Echad to be Mekayim Dishtar. The other person says, I still have a Migul. I have a Migul. I could have said that Erechad is lying, it's Mezuyif. So believe me, Pru'a Migul de Mezuyif. So then the Sivis paskins that he's Neman. That he's believed. And the Pnei Yeshua and Ksubis Daf Yotes says the same thing. He's believed, he has a Migul. He has Pru'a, a Migul, he could have said Mezuyif and contradicted the Erech. So the Shar Mishpat in Simeon Mem Vav, Saisiv Katan Aleph, and the Haflah in Ksubis are Matmiya. They say, Hainu Nascha de Rababa. Here we have case number 3. It's Mamish Nascha de Rababa. What is the Migul? I'm saying Perua. I'm saying the Shtar is really a good Shtar, but I paid you. Believe me, I have a migul, I could have said Mezuyif, which would contradict the Neid Echad. That's not for the Rababa. I have a migul, but the migul de Katayna contradicts the Neid Echad.
That's winning that case.
Why?
Star,
you have one Neid Echad, but it's not McQueen, but you have nothing. Could be right. But at least you see, that Kasha. You see that kasha? The kasha is that this is Nasa de Rabba. Pashtus, it's Nasa de Rabba. All these three cases, the two Maimonides case and this case, is one nekuda. The nitva has a migul. But the migul contradicts an eid echad. What they're saying doesn't contradict the eid echad. And what they could have said does contradict the eid echad. That is the nekuda of the sugya of Nascha d'Rabbah. And get that nekuda klar, had to clear everything else, idach pirusha, everything else, Allah, we're going to learn from Nascha d'Rabbah. But this nekuda, to understand what this Gemara is about, understand this nekuda. Now tomorrow, what we're going to do at the beginning of Shir, prepare for Shir, you don't have to prepare the connection to the Gemara's case of Ara, we're not going to talk about it tomorrow. Just Nascha d'Rabbah, this Taisvis, and we are going to talk about the Nesivis, which is really more of an Iker maybe, and also to try to answer the Stira of the two Noidim Yehudis, we'll do that tomorrow in the beginning of Shir. We have time, there is a Reb Chaim and the Grach al HaShas, which is, if they have Klar, what's going on here, if we have time, we'll get to the Grach al HaShas.